Welcome to 24/7 World Radio Podcast. This is part two of the topic concerning Jesuits controlling both sides of political agitations. Jesuits controlling both sides of political agitations, part two of two. This part will concern the nation of Israel, that you might know and comprehend what the Jesuit order is doing there with their government that runs that country for the benefit of the Pope of Rome, for the benefit of that government, but not for the benefit of the Hebrew, Jewish, Israelitish people who live there. That is an easy proposition to prove, since the country was founded in 1948. The founding of the nation of Israel is both biblical, concerning the mystery of iniquity, Satan's mystery of iniquity, that his man of sin might be manifested there in a third Hebrew temple, as well as the third Hebrew temple that will be overseen by the false prophet, the Jewish false prophet of Revelation 13, 11 to the end of the chapter. So, in the mystery of iniquity and in the mystery of godliness, there has to be a third Hebrew temple built in Israel. The Haji Mina Husseini, who was the ruler of Muslim ruler of Jerusalem in the 1940s, early 1940s, said that the purpose of these Zionists, and they are the labor Zionists, remember I teach there's six different kinds of Zionists, the labor Zionists intend to rebuild that temple, and they intend to remove that mosque, and you can find that quotation in Pierre Van Passen's work, Days of Our Years. In fact, I'll get it for you. We read in Pierre Van Passen's most excellent work, written in 1939, titled Days of Our Years. In the chapter, After Seven Centuries, we read on page 365 and 366 concerning the building of a third Hebrew temple. And this is written in 1939. Bottom of the page. The whole marvelous scene lay at my feet. In the clear light, the immense garden seemed almost unreal, a frame on which God had embroidered the world. Ulamas, were strolling around in the popular lanes with their disciples, or reposed in little groups in the shade of the palms. Believers were washing their hands. These are Muslims here now. Believers were washing their hands and feet at the foundations. The sun had imposed a golden luster on the altar facades of the kiosks. Above the treetops, against the incense blue of the Judean hills, I could see the gleaming porcelain dome of the great Byzantine mosque with its challenging inscription, quote, "Remember, Muslims, God has no son," unquote. That's what's written in Arabic on the Dome of the Rock, okay? Another reason for it to come down. That edifice of blasphemy. "This is the sanctuary," quote unquote, said the grand quote unquote mufti at my elbow. "The Jews want to tear down. Here they plan to rebuild the Temple of Solomon," unquote. "Do they?" I asked in surprise. "I have never heard of that." "Oh, but that is common knowledge," His Eminence nodded, and stepping over to a small Louis XVI secretaire, he drew out a sheet of paper and read, quote, Lord Melchett declared that he will consecrate the remainder of his life to rebuild the Jewish temple, unquote. And here is something else, added the Grand Mufti, quote unquote. Quote, Professor Einstein believes that Palestine without the temple is to the Jews like a body without a head. Do you see the real aims of these Jews, of the Jews? They want to destroy this mosque, unquote. Now, always remember, Albert Einstein had a Jesuit advisor. His name was Georges Lemaître. And you can know the Jesuits have always wanted to rebuild the Hebrew temple in Jerusalem. In fact, you can see them with a long pointer at a mock-up of the Herodian temple that's in the book of the Jesuits titled, again, the book is titled, A House of Bread, the Jesuits Celebrate 70 Years in Wernersville, Pennsylvania. As illustrated history by Kathy Miller Scogna, S-C-O-G-N-A. And in this book, there is a picture of the Jesuits with the Herodian Temple. The picture is on page 75. It's a middle picture in the middle of the page. It shows a Jesuit there with a long pointer over a replica of the Herodian Temple, and the caption is Novice Master and Teacher John V. McEvoy, S.J., points to the Temple of Herod, used for teaching the novices about Jerusalem in the time of Christ, Jesuit Archives. Well, so what? They want that third temple built. That's what they want. And that's why in 1993, Yossi Bellum, at the time of the conference in the Oslo Accord, deeded the Temple Mount to the papacy. The labor Zionists running Israel for the benefit of the Pope, whose Mossad is the tail of the CIA run by the Pope, they want that third Hebrew temple built more than anything. So therefore, the Jews in Israel are just cannon fodder. They can be killed and destroyed and whatever, but that government will never be destroyed because plenty of weapons and high technological arms are in their hands to defend the land, to defend Jerusalem, but they don't care about the Jewish people living there. And remember that Israel, the government of Israel, gets lots of technology from America, this military government here, specifically from Raytheon and Philco Ford and that tremendous place where they're building their anti-gravity craft there in California, among other things. Lockheed. All that's run by Knights. All the top technology is given to the government of Israel to maintain that the nation will not be destroyed, or that the government will not be destroyed as it's building Jerusalem for the Pope. Now, Jerusalem's the capital of Israel, no doubt. And it's for the benefit of the Jews, it should be. But the government ruling it are not ruling for the benefit of the Jewish people. If they did, they would completely back the whole new right and calling for there's no such thing as Palestinians, and there is no such thing as Palestinians. That's right. They have no history there. That's a creation of the Jesuit-controlled Yasser Arafat and his French-Roman Catholic wife. And when he died, he had over $1 billion. Constant agitation there to drive the Jews together, but to kill them periodically, as they did in Gaza just about a year ago, and for the benefit of the Pope and this war there, but I'll get into that a little later. The Jesuits want the temple built. Period. And they want to use their Knights Templars, their poor Knights of the Temple of Solomon, to do it. So they're high, powerful Jewish Freemasons, B'nai B'rith, that want to have it built. There are powerful Gentile high-level Freemasons that want to have it built. Every Masonic lodge is patterned after the Temple of Solomon because they want the third Hebrew temple built. And so, the Mufti knows this. And he says, the Jews want to remove that rock, and they want to remove the Dome of the Rock, and they want to build their temple. Absolutely right, Grand Mufti. Now, at the time Pierre Van Passen was writing this work, World War II was going on. So I show in my book, Vatican Assassins, the Jesuits controlled both sides of World War II. They controlled the Axis powers, Germany, Italy, Japan, and they controlled the Allied powers, Great Britain, America, Russia, USSR, and others. Great Britain, America, and Russia were communist. The New Deal of FDR was communist, backed by Jesuits at Catholic University of America in Georgetown. Of course, USSR was communist, and of course, Great Britain was communist. It has their British Labour Party, which is essentially socialist communist. So the Allied powers were communist, they were socialistic, and the Axis powers were socialistic and fascist. And remember, communism justifies the rise of fascism. That's how it worked in Germany. The communist policies of the Weimar Republic governed or led to the establishment of the socialist fascist policies of the Nazis, of the Third Reich. But they work together. Remember, Henry Ford not only helped to finance the USSR, but he also helped to finance Hitler. Henry Ford, 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemason, financed both sides. And you can get a book titled None Dare Call It Treason that the Birch Society put out for years, showing that this government of Washington built Soviet Red Russia. And in the second volume that John Stormer puts out, he gives 25,000 illustrations of that. It cannot be denied that the Jesuits who run District of Columbia have, with that military government established on March 9, 1933, built the USSR. And then in 1949, after the war, they established Mao in power, who was a priest, and have built the Communist Chinese Empire, and have given the Communist Chinese, run by the Jesuits, all of America's top technology in warfare and in engineering. That's why the bridges of China are the marvel of the world. There are no bridges in the world built like the ones in Red China. All American technology. Suspension bridges are American technology. We can thank the Lord for Frank Lloyd Wright. Suspension technology. There's falling waters over here in Pennsylvania. So they built Soviet Red Russia. They built Communist China. And at the same time, during now the Cold War, they're going to send our finest sons off to die in Korea and Vietnam fighting the communists when Washington built them. When the Jesuits running the military government out of District of Columbia built Soviet communism, built communist red communism, communist China communism. Okay? I want to hone in on a certain period of time here. After World War II, in 1945, the Jesuits had planned to build China, which was in ruins, and Russia, that was in ruins. To do it, they needed a fake Cold War hoax premised upon the airborne nuclear war hoax that I prove in my book, Vatican Assassins. So, this is what they did. In 1947, they set up the National Security Agency, NSA, which has 10 times the budget than the CIA, more than the CIA. And so they're beginning to perfect their international intelligence community, because remember, the intelligence of Great Britain and USSR and America all worked together during World War II, and secretly it worked with the SS, the SD of the Nazis. Remember Reinhard, or the one who wrote the book Labyrinth, the high Nazi head of the SD who wrote Labyrinth, Walter Schellenberg. He went and had a conference with the Pope, an audience with the Pope in like 1951, 1952, according to his book. He dies sometime after that, but the whole international intelligence community gets to be built under the open but false policy is there's a war, a cold war, between the West and the East. All a farce. All a lie. After World War II, Russia couldn't fight its way out of a paper bag. It could have been easily walked into, just as Patton knew. And so that's why they killed Patton. That's why the Jesuits, using their OSS, while Bill Donovan, arranged the death of Patton, to be tortured and killed in the hospital. So, 1947, they start their international intelligence community, getting it organized. 1948, they establish the nation of Israel, which is nothing more, in the eyes of the Pope, than the revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem in preparation for the building of the Third Hebrew Temple. So the nation of Israel is founded. Biblically speaking, it's supposed to be revived. Ezekiel 38:8, and some other passages of Scripture. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. I've covered them previously. There has to be a nation of Israel. There has to be a third temple for the coming of the man of sin, the Antichrist, in the fulfillment of Satan's mystery of iniquity. But there also has to be a nation of Israel and people living in Jerusalem to fulfill the mystery of godliness at the second coming of Christ. He's going to come to Jerusalem, as we read in Zechariah chapter 14. Mount of Olives is going to split in half when his feet touch it. Just like they said that Christ would return back to the Mount of Olives, those angels told the disciples in Acts chapter 1. So, the papacy, Satan and his Jesuits have the revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem founded in 1948. The Jesuits will use key Freemasons to acknowledge that government, giving protection to it and making so they can trade and ultimately grow into a powerful country. After Israel was created in May of 1948, May 14th, 11 minutes later, Dirty Harry Truman, the one behind the detonation of the atomic bombs in Japan when Japan was ready to surrender 6 months before that, Dirty Harry will in 11 minutes acknowledge the nation of Israel after it's declared independence by David Ben-Gurion. Joseph Stalin will recognize the nation of Israel in 3 days after its declaration of independence. Smoke and Winston Churchill will acknowledge it several months later. But what do all three of these men have in common? They're all high-level Freemasons. And if you read the book, The Deadly Deception by Jim Shaw, he will tell you at Yalta, when there was FDR and Churchill and Stalin, he said they're all Masons. He would know. He was the 33rd degree Freemason who later was assassinated for writing that book. So, the Black Popes, Freemasonry, and by David Ben-Gurion was a Freemason also. High-level Freemasonry will be involved in the establishment and founding of the Nation of Israel for the benefit of the Pope. And that's why the Supreme Court of Israel has Masonic symbols. That's why you come into Israel from Eilat, into Israel from Eilat, which is the southern portion of Israel. You see a pyramid there with black and white tiling and an all-seeing eye. You're entering into the Masonic Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, which government is run by the Pope and kept in power through the Emergency War Powers military government in Washington. That's how it works. Israel doesn't run the Congress. The Congress is run by the Jesuits and running it for the benefit of their government of Israel, to the detriment of the Jews living there. You think there was any tears shed by Netanyahu when he did not order the military to go and kill those Muslim savages that were busy killing all those Jews in near Gaza? 1,200 of them? Tell me, why did he wait 7 hours before he sent in the first military to put an end to that? Why did he wait? Because Netanyahu, according to a particular Netflix special on there, which is put together by left-wing Jewish communists, of course, but they did tell us something that was true. They said that Benjamin Netanyahu gave $35 million a month to Hamas through Qatar for several months before the attack into Israel by the Pope's Hamas. He provided the weapons. And that's why there's a suit going on right now in Israel against the government of Israel and also the military intelligence there for allowing this to happen. Remember, there's nothing that goes down in Israel that the intelligence doesn't know completely about. I was there for 3 times. I know it. And they knew full well that this was going to happen on that day of October 7th, 2023. They knew it was going to happen. They facilitated it. Netanyahu government facilitated it. And what for? Because they have to have a war in the region. That's why there's an American military base. Big one there in Israel. I think it's near Tel Aviv. Barry Chambers was telling me about it before he died. There will be a huge war in Israel and the surrounding region, that during this war that has been planned for some time, the mosques on the Temple Mount are coming down. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is coming down and the Dome of the Rock is coming down. They're coming down, so that a third Hebrew temple can be built. And I don't believe the individual wrote the book saying the third Hebrew temple can be built in between the mosque. I don't believe it. He misplaces the Eastern Gate. There's some serious errors in his book, particular book. What's the name of the book? I'll find it. The name of the book is The Temple Revealed by Christian Widener, PhD, forwarded by Josh McDowell. So, he says that the third Hebrew temple can be built on the Temple Mount without the Dome of the Rock coming down and the Al-Aqsa Mosque coming down. Now, he has an argument that it's good in some places, but he misplaces the Eastern Gate. The Eastern Gate in Christ's day was not the Eastern Gate of today. Anyway, rather than critique this, I believe he's wrong. Those mosques, those edifices have to come down for the building of the third Hebrew temple. And the Temple Mount, with the Temple Mount faithful, they have that, all the stones already cut. All they need is their war. And now there's going to be a war there, and there's going to be lots of Jews killed in Jerusalem. Realize Jerusalem has 1 million people in it, not just the old city. And don't you think for 1 second there's not going to be a lot of Jews killed, because they're just cannon fodder for the purpose of the papacy to build the third Hebrew temple for the Pope. And that's why Yossi Belin, as I mentioned previously, deeded it with Shimon Peres to the papacy in 1993, according to La Stampa newspaper in Italy. And my late friends Joel Baderman and Jerry Barry Chamish told me about it and proved it. When I was there, one of my last times, I think it's the second time I was there, I was taken to a realtor in Jerusalem. He says, Eric, he says, 60% of all the land in Jerusalem is owned by the papacy. 60%. And then, of course, the Temple Mount. And so the Muslims are guarding the Temple Mount that belongs to the Pope. So they want a huge war in the region. To have the war in the region that they wanted since 1967, they had to pull off the Gaza thing. Now, back in 1967, you have the Six-Day War. And during that Six-Day War, the plot was to invade Egypt with U.S. troops and then further secure the nation of Israel. To do that, they had to have a fake attack by the Egyptians against the USS Liberty. So they wanted to make it look like the Egyptians were attacking the USS Liberty when it was in fact being attacked by the Pope's Masonic Jewish government, Labor Zionist government of Israel. And they got their okay to attack the USS Liberty from Lyndon Bastard Johnson, or pardon me, Lyndon Baines Johnson. He said, I want that GD ship at the bottom of the ocean. You need to get the four-part series, Sacrificing Liberty. And there's some really good guys that are being interviewed there. A lot of them are dead. The particular captain has passed away, but they all believe it's Israel did it, that the Israel runs America, that Israel's behind the attempted sinking of the USS Liberty, which they wanted to sink it and didn't, had it not been for the prayers of a godly, born-again, Bible-believing man on the ship named Captain Golden, it would have went to the bottom of the ocean. Get the series, Sacrificing Liberty. Watch it. And weep. And then this military government covers it all up, punishes the sailors for saying anything about it. They can't say anything about it ever. They can't have anything about USS Liberty on their coast. I got a t-shirt of USS Liberty. I'm wearing it around. Israel attack USS Liberty. You against Israel? No, I'm against the government that runs Israel, like I'm against the government that runs America. The government that runs America doesn't care about American people. The government that runs Israel doesn't care about the Jewish people because they're both run by the Pope, the Papa. To our detriment. This is Jesuitism. And we're all victims of it every day. Now, with the establishment of Israel in 1948, the first prime minister of Israel was David Ben-Gurion. You want to remember that. Do you know who his bosom friend was? His bosom American friend was? James Jesus Angleton. James Jesus Angleton was a traitor. A dirty, filthy mole in the CIA looking for another mole when he was the mole. He was behind the murder of Eric Tim and a few other high CIA officers. Angleton was a Knight of Malta. And he governed the counterintelligence portion of the CIA for the benefit of the Pope because he had been trained in intelligence in Rome when he was stationed there during World War II. James Jesus Angleton became the head of counterintelligence of the CIA under Alan Dulles, another papal knight. Another traitor, another co-conspirator in the Kennedy assassination cover-up. Dulles was on the commission appointed by LBJ, you know, Warren Commission, that found only one assassin. Yeah, give me a break. So, Angleton blamed the Kennedy assassination on Castro. It had to be Castro. Castro was trained by Jesuits for 7 years. He's in the network. Angleton knows all about it, and he knows nothing will ever be done to Castro. Father of some 60 illegitimate children, by the way. Real wonderful guy. Father also of the Prime Minister of Canada today. Justin Castro Trudeau looks just like him. Anyway, we have David Ben-Gurion, friend of James Jesus Angleton. James Jesus Angleton is running the counterintelligence and the CIA, and he's running the Vatican desk, the communications between CIA and Vatican. And he's also running the Israeli desk, communications between the Vatican and the Israeli government, working for the Vatican. James Jesus Angleton was a very, very powerful, awful, blackened, severely evil man. Very dismal, very diabolical. And he knew very well the Cold War was a hoax. He knew it was a hoax. That's why he met with Gallitzin on a farm in New York, according to Anthony K. Brown. He met with him on a farm in New York, and he gave him all the top secret CIA documents in a van for a couple of days on that farm in New York. Gallitzin was a papal knight in the KGB, and Angleton was a papal knight in the CIA. The intelligence agencies working together under the knighthoods controlled by the Black Pope Jesuit General. Yeah. So, Israel is totally, the government of Israel is totally under the thumb of the papacy. And with that attack on USS Liberty, it was never brought out until I put out a broadcast on it on my podcast here that the USS Liberty was attacked by Israel on orders from LBJ, the CIA, Richard Helms, overseeing Israeli intelligence, for the benefit of the Pope. Because you will see in that particular series that when the American troops were to blame Israel for the sinking of the Liberty, they were going to attack Egypt, and Russia was going to attack the Temple Mount with the Dome of the Rock on it and Al-Aqsa Mosque. They were going to launch missiles by their submarines in the Mediterranean to destroy those two edifices. That, if that would have happened in 1967, they would have been able then to begin immediately building the Third Hebrew Temple, facilitated by the KGB and the CIA. Russian military intelligence, American military intelligence, and Israeli military intelligence. In fact, the one that ordered the attack on the USS Liberty was Rafael Atan in Israeli intelligence. And he is being interviewed on that tremendous four disc set, Sacrificing Liberty. You know what Rafael Atan also did? Rafael Atan betrayed Jonathan Pollard, who was in American intelligence, and he was passing American intelligence information to Israel that was supposed to be passed to them in the first place. But you have these Roman Catholics there, like McFarland and others who hate the Jews, that said, no, we're not going to give Israel this information, which they were supposed to give it in the first place. So Pollard passed it. So he committed no crime, but they found him guilty. They railroaded him into prison. And you know who abandoned him? Rafael Atan. You check it out. These sinners are serious about destroying anybody in their path, including a patriotic, nationalistic Jew like Jonathan Pollard, who was loyal to America in honoring the agreement that it was in existence between the military government and the government of Israel that we would pass any information to Israel that they needed, which is what Pollard did. The government of Israel is to the detriment of American Jews also. Because, as I previously mentioned, this whole Gaza affair, how did the Muslims get Gaza in the first place? How did the Arabs get Gaza in the first place? It was given to them by Ariel Sharon in 2005. Remember that, dear listener. why would the hero of the Yom Kippur War, who got missile launchers and tack destroying weapons from Alexander Haig, by the way, Knight of Malta, otherwise they'd have lost that war. They wanted Israel to win the war, but they just wanted the Jews to bleed. That's what Henry Kissinger said. We just wanted the Jews to bleed a little bit. And Kissinger's a Jew. He has no allegiance to his own Jewish people. He has allegiance to the Pope and his military government here and the military government in Israel. Dirty, despicable sinner, Henry Killinger. That's what the Cypriots call him. Henry Killinger backing the invasion of Cyprus with the fanatical and vicious Muslim Turks in 1974. So what's happening now? Well, we have the orchestrated attack of Hamas, which Netanyahu financed for $35 million a month for I don't know how many months, so that they would deliberately attack and kill those innocent Jewish young people having a rave party, which, you know, was all sin, but nonetheless, they weren't hurting anybody. Attacking them and killing 1,200 of them. Mass murdering them, their dogs, just having one great big orgy of blood, which the Arab Muslims love to do to the Jews. That's a testimony of history. It's not a racist or a bigoted statement. It's a testimony of history. You read, oh, Jerusalem. Read what those Muslims did to those Jews there. And they were in their land coming back. Read how no one would give those Jews that were coming back to their own land any weapons except Czechoslovakia. And the Muslims were getting armed. Read about it. It's one injustice, one Arab-Muslim injustice after another against the racial Hebrew-Jewish Israelites returning to their land, which belongs to them. And if the Muslims in the Middle East had any respect for the one true God and the people of the book, they would say it's their land, and we will take in these Arab-Muslims, erroneously called Palestinians, because there's no such thing as a Palestinian. It doesn't exist. Just like there's no such thing as a Romulan. There's no such thing as a Klingon. There's no such thing as a Palestinian. That's nonsense. They don't have any rights. They have a right to move. And as that notable rabbi in America, when he came and spoke, Meir Kahane, he said that each Arab should be given, what, $500, $1,000, so they can be moved to a surrounding Arab state. It wasn't long after that he was assassinated by some Arab put up to it by the Pope's intelligence community. Because the last thing the Pope wants is the end of this agitation. He must maintain the agitation, the Arab-Israeli agitation in Israel, until the final pope comes where he will end it. But until such time, they will maintain this agitation. Unless the Lord intervenes. With someone that comes out and says, look, the Pope of Rome is behind all these Arabs killing us and agitating us. And so what we want is we want these Arabs to be gently and nicely removed to Egypt, or to Jordan, or to Lebanon, or to Iraq, or some Arab country, or to Libya, or to Morocco, or some Arab country in the region where they can take these people in and they will have a life. I'm not for killing all these little children there and the women there and these older men in Gaza. But they don't belong there. And that government that runs Gaza is going to get them killed. Because the government that runs Gaza, run by Hamas, they're not going to allow those poor people to leave. Because a lot of them want to leave. They don't want to be there. They want to leave. Egypt, do you realize Egypt has a fence between Egypt and Gaza? Because Gaza borders Egypt. Do you realize they have a fence there that no people can pass into Egypt? Do you know that? And you're going to blame Israel for punished for declaring war on Hamas for the people they killed? The Israel, they killed those people, so therefore they have a right to make war on them. Even though it was designed by Netanyahu and the Pope and the leader of Hamas, who now has been killed, I understand, out of Qatar. Imagine that. Qatar filtering money, $35 million a month, to Hamas? Why wouldn't the righteous Sunni Muslims of Qatar say, no, we're not going to foment a war? Because they're a bunch of vicious, Jew-hating, money-hungry Arab Sunni Muslims that not only hate the Jews, but they hate us Americans too. And everything that's made their country wealthy is American white Protestant Baptist technology developed in this country where we had the freedom to develop that. And yet they hate us. Those Muslims couldn't develop those oil fields. They couldn't develop those beautiful places where they live, what, in the United Arab Emirates there, in Arabia. They couldn't build those buildings or develop it. They need us to do it. That's why they hire white European, Northern Europeans to build their stuff. They're hypocrites. And so I just simply say, I don't want to have a mass genocide of all these Arabs in Gaza. Let's just move them out to their own countries, pay for it. And it can be done simply. Get a whole bunch of nations there that facilitate that. Help them to move to a place where they're not going to get bombed. They're not going to be firing missiles into Israel either. So they're not going to use that as a base of operations with all their underground tunnels to kill Jews. That's got to end. It's got to end one of a couple of ways. Either somebody says we have to remove these people peaceably to other Arab nations, because Gaza belongs to the Jews. Gaza belongs to Israel. Gaza is Judah. It's their land. So either, and they have no history there. There's no such thing as a Palestinian history. That's nonsense. And so therefore, they have to be moved. This was done after World War I, when at the work of a very great Swedish ambassador, arranged for the Greeks to be removed from Turkey back to Greece, and arranged for the Turks in Greece to be removed back to Turkey. It's been done before. It can be done again. I think it was Bernadette who did that. So that's what has to be done. Or the other thing that has to be done is they all have to be wiped out. Because those children are going to be raised, and they're going to be taught to hate and kill Jews, and as soon as they can get rockets and guns and whatever, they're going to do the same thing again. So either they have to be peaceably removed out of there, or they all have to be killed. You say, that's terrible, Eric. Why would you say that? Well, that's what the Polish prime minister said of all these alien Muslims trying to get into Poland. The guy that was interviewing him says, and what if they come in? He says, we will kill them. It's like the dogs that they are. And that's exactly what needs to happen to anybody who enters your country illegally. You kill them like the dogs that they are. And that's exactly for all these aliens coming in this country. You come in here illegally, we're going to shoot you. That's what ought to be done. But I'll tell you what's going to be done. The new right that's coming in power now, they're going to round them all up. And rather than shoot them, they're going to send them all to concentration camps. They're going to send them to FEMA death camps. And the Jesuits running Mexico and all the South American countries were behind this to get these people up there to justify the rise of the new right to then to round them up and kill them all. That's exactly what they're going to do. And so I'm not for that. To handle what they've done here, they all need to be rounded up and they need to be sent back to their countries, and then we'll send them a bill. And if Mexico doesn't want to pay the bill, or Honduras doesn't want to pay the bill, or Nicaragua doesn't want to pay the bill, or wherever they come from, Colombia, we're going to invade your country. And we will take your gold, we will take your silver, we'll take your oil, we're going to take what you cost us to round them up after they committed hundreds of thousands of crimes against us. We're going to tally it all up in a bill, and we'll present that bill to you, and you don't pay us, we are going to take it then with a military invasion. And I talked to a colonel in the Marine Corps years ago, Colonel Roman, who's there in Pennsylvania, and I told him about this. He says, we're talking about invading Mexico. It's being talked about in the high levels of the Marine Corps. Yeah, because it's going to happen. Because of the savagery of MS-13 gangs that are run by the CIA, they're going to justify a military invasion to further weaken and hurt the Mexican people that are all victims of MS-13 and these gangs. So it's continuing beating down the Mexican people and anybody else, the Venezuelan people. Bring the Venezuelan gangs up here so they can commit crimes and whatever, so they can be rounded up and sent to camps, and we'll blame the Venezuelan people. And, you know, it's one horrible, terrible, ceaseless war of the emergency war powers, military government in Washington, run by the Pope of Rome, with all his various Italian Catholics and Irish Catholics and apostate Protestants, skull and bonesmen and high-level Freemasons, and all these filthy secret societies that don't care a lick about your life and would end it in a moment. What do you think? Why do you think they brought the Venezuelan gangs into the black communities, huh? In the black community in Chicago. So the savage blacks in their black community can go to war with the Venezuelans and they can kill each other. Remember, the papacy hates these savage blacks. I mean, I can't stand them either. I don't want to go in any black part of town. I don't go to Philadelphia. Black savagery everywhere. Chicago, all your major cities. The Jesuits created that with their civil rights movement and their affirmative action, and give them all these money so the black women can have all these bastard babies and mulattoes and whatever, and these white women going along with it, to create these centers of crime to justify the new right to round them up and to send them to camps. Black men listening to me, I'm your friend. I don't want you dying, but you're going to die because you have continually sinned with your evil, wicked, hateful, general hatred for white people, and the white people that are Roman Catholic coming to power with the new right are going to round, they hate your guts, and they're going to round you up, and you're going to reap what you sowed. So it's time for decent black people to say, wait a second, like Jesse Lee Peterson, it's time for decent black people to say, we don't hate white people. What's wrong with you black people? When is enough enough hating the white people? We need lots of people like Jesse Lee Peterson and people that will follow him, black people, and say, no, we're not going to be used to create hatred and crimes against those white people. I was watching the football game last night with my son. You know what I saw? I saw almost all white football players with the Washington Commanders. And that skinny little black guy that's the quarterback is unbelievable. Good. He's good. So you blacks ought to be advocating for your own nation somewhere here in North America. Why do you think you want to live around a white man so the Jesuits can agitate us against you and you against us? Why? Why do you want to do that? Both races, equally free, cannot live under the same government. I said this one time to a Jewish lady in Jerusalem, Israel, when I visited there once, when her husband was a rabbi. She about killed me. How dare you talk about that, you race, you Nazi? And I said, well, how do you like all these Muslim Arabs living in Israel? You like that too? It's the same thing. Ah, she kicked me out of the house. I had to leave. So, Israel today is in a war that's not going to end anytime soon. And its purpose is to expand its borders. I mean, it rightfully has a right to the West Bank, and it has a right to the Gaza. They once had it until it was given away by Ariel Sharon and some of these other traitors in the military government there. They should have never given Gaza away. But that was necessary in order to foment a war with Netanyahu, sending his millions to Hamas, to then arm them and enable them to do it, and then calling for the military to stand down for 7 hours. So now we got a war, and now we can decimate the place. And the other thing about this military government in Israel, you know what its purpose is? It's to create anti-Jewish fury everywhere. Look what they're doing in Gaza. Look what they're doing to the Palestinians. We're going to put an end to this. That's right. You know what ought to be done? What ought to be done is the government of Israel, if it really was for the benefit of the people there, they should say, okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to stop the war in Gaza for 2 weeks. We're not firing a missile or sending a shot into Gaza for 2 weeks. We're giving you 2 weeks to turn over the, 35 remaining hostages or how many that are there. And they could do that within hours. But they're not going to do it because the Jesuits who run Hamas are telling them, don't you do that, because we've got to have this agitation continue. See? Muslim people don't have any representatives. Nobody's governing for their benefit. It's like the Jews. Nobody's governing for their benefit in Israel. So we got to keep the agitation going. And so if they do not give up the hostages in 2 weeks, then we're going to have a massive invasion into Gaza. And we're going to get them released. And we're going to kill everything in sight until we get to the hostages. And then After that, we're going to tell Egypt that you're going to open your borders to these whoever remains and whoever is alive, and we're going to bring them down to the border there in Egypt and Gaza, and there you're going to take them all in. Or else we're going to take them over to Lebanon. Or else we're going to take them to Jordan. And we're going to take the West Bank. West Bank is ours. We're going to remove all those Arabs out of there. They can either go peaceably or there's going to be a war and they can die. Either way, they have to go. There is no two-state solution. There's no such thing as a Palestinian. These Arabs have no right to the West Bank and they have no right to Gaza. They have a right to live in other Arab countries and not to be in Israel. And how insane to have Palestinian, quote-unquote, Arabs in the Knesset. That's because of the communist government of Israel has been piecemealing away and killing the Jewish people there, which the Pope loves, while at the same time keeping the government in power. And now the new right's coming in Israel. Now they're saying no such thing as Palestinians. Now you want them all out. And rightfully so. Since 1948 to this present, it's been nothing but a continual, ceaseless conspiracy of launching weapons and killing Jews in Israel and raping the Jewish women to bastardize their race. I saw that. I would be made aware of that personally when I was there. Yeah, those Muslims love raping those Jewish women. They love it. It's fun, and we're going to bastardize their race. Yeah. That's reason enough for war right then and there. You want to bastardize my race? It's time for war. So, and I'm preaching like a Calvinist, as Calvinists would preach if there were any around. Calvinism is the reason why we have Western civilization. We went to the battlefield 1,000 times against the papists. Calvinism is the reason why we were able to help the Jews go back to their land after World War II. And help them financially. No other countries did. Catholics didn't do it. Only the Protestants did. Africans didn't do it. The Asians didn't do it. We did it. And we had the liberty to do that because we had Calvinism. We had the right to own and bear arms and a host of other things. So, Israel, if it does not have this remedy of ceasefire, 2 weeks, bring the hostages back, bring them to the border in Gaza there, or else we are going to go get them ourselves and we're going to level everything in our path. Yep. And then, well, whoever's left, we're going to ship them down to the border of Egypt. And now you Egyptians got them. Think of this. The Egyptians hate the Arabs in Israel. I don't call them Palestinians. They hate the Arabs in Israel. They hate their guts. Well, isn't that too bad? You're getting them anyway. And if you like your Aswan Dam, and if you like your technology in Egypt that you got from white men in the West, you're going to shut your mouth. You're going to take them in. Same way in Jordan. You're going to take them in. But King Hussein killed thousands of them mere years ago. I think it was the Black 100s, they called it, where he killed thousands of Arab, quote-unquote, Palestinians who went to Jordan. They hate him. The Jordanians hate him. The Egyptians hate him. The Lebanese hate him. Because the agitation must continue. They got to keep them corralled in Israel so they can drive them to desperation and continue the agitation until the final Pope of Rome comes to power and ends the agitation. Well, I say, let's end it now. Who cares what the Pope wants? The wicked sinner? We're going to end it right now. We're going to repatriate them back. We're going to give them money. Give them money so they can live in Egypt, money to live in Jordan, money to live in Lebanon, and they're gone. And you have your walls up in Israel, and nobody's coming in without a visa. And if you come into Israel without a visa, that's an invasion, and we're going to kill you. And that should be the policy of every nation. You come into my country illegally, it's a death sentence. That's how you maintain nationalism. And we're going to stop this nation mixing, race mixing, anarchy that's producing all sorts of crime and destruction of white nations in the West. White Protestant nations in the West. Now, in conclusion, I have another little section. Won't take long. It has to do with a movie you want to see on, wherever you can get it, Netflix, whatever it's called, Government Gangsters. Government Gangsters by Kash Patel. He was 15 years in government in Washington. And Kash Patel was responsible. He talks about the two-tier system of government here. And he's responsible for putting out, three things. He's responsible for putting out a document that showed all the criminals involved in the anti-Trump movement. Merrick Garland and a host of the others. And this quote-unquote insurrection. The insurrection was caused by Pelosi. And the order of standing down, because Pelosi refused 10,000 soldiers that Trump said he could get there to maintain the peace. She refused the 10,000 soldiers. That's what the witch did. That Roman Catholic witch, educated by Jesuits at University of San Francisco. Don't you get it now? The Jesuits behind this agitation? And Chucky Schumer, that Masonic Jew working for the Pope and the Archbishop of New York. Thank God he's gone. But Kash Patel names all these traitors. Christopher Steele, David Corn, Anderson Cooper, Victoria Nuland. Talks about Obama. Talks about the FISA, the faked FISA report that called these judges to issue the FISA warrants so they could go... So they could do all these terrible things. And he names, by the way, two guys here. John Brennan and Clapper. James Clapper and John Brennan. You know what these two sinners have in common? John Brennan was educated by Jesuits at Georgetown, and I believe so was Clapper. They're both Jesuit coadjutors, lifetime members in the CIA and all the intelligence community boys, behind the agitation that justifies the right of the new right. John Brennan, James Clapper, and James Comey. All of them Jesuit coadjutors. All of them causing all this horrible, terrible thing during the Trump administration. And then the supposed insurrection on January 6th, which was a lie. You got Adam Schiff, that Masonic Jew. You got Christopher Wray, Rod Rosenstein, another Masonic Jew. You got the Mueller report, who said there is no conspiracy, there is no Russia Gate. And you got that other Jewish witch that was on the TV. What was her name? Rachel Madoff. She doesn't apologize for her false reporting. It's all an agitation to infuriate white people like me that want to work every day, and that we don't want to be bothered with a government constantly keep creating an agitation, whether it's with the invading Hispanics or whether it's the savage blacks and the majority savage blacks in the major city inciting them to hate us and kill us while they have so much here. Almost all the major football teams are all black for the most part. Oh, no. And then we're going to have a real agitator. But they have wonderful things to say about him, was Steve Bannon. Stephen K. Bannon, who went to Danbury Prison. And he was a political prisoner, but it created sympathy for the Jesuit. It's like they sent Hitler to the prison there for, 19 months? Creating sympathy for the Jesuit Austrian. And so now we have the rise of the new right here and the rise of the new right in Israel and the rise of the new right in Israel with legitimate grievances against the communist government, communist labor Zionist government in Israel. They say this is all of our land. The Muslims, the Arabs have no right to it. We have a right to a third Hebrew temple. We have a right to Gaza. We have a right to the West Bank. It's all ours. They're all right. It's everything the new right's saying in Israel is biblical. But the communists in Israel don't like it, just like the communists here on the left don't like the rise of the new right here with all of its legitimate grievances. But what nobody sees is going to be driven into a new right that will be orchestrated by the Jesuits for the killing of calculated populations, as was done in Russia under Stalin, as was done in Hitler, in Germany under Hitler, because Stalin killed more people than Hitler, and Mao killed more people than Stalin. Create the agitation and then bring the solution, and the solution is death, destruction, and the total destruction of Western civilization. That's what they're going to do here, with the new right here, with Trump and J.D. Vance and that Hepsa guy who they appointed Secretary of Defense, and he wants to build the third Hebrew temple. I mean, meanwhile, you got the new right going on in Israel, and that's going to pave the way for a war so they can build the third Hebrew temple. They're all facilitating this for the benefit of the Jesuit Pope. So in conclusion, get and watch the movie Government Gangsters, and then get and watch the movie on Bibi Netanyahu. And you'll see that Bibi, he's attacked for taking gifts, blah, 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 blah. The thing that they expose in that movie on Bibi Netanyahu is that he orchestrated and made sure $35 million came through Qatar to the Hamas. So you got to watch that one too. It's a special on Bibi. I forget what the title is. I'm looking at my notes here. So, watch those two. And I trust that this has been informative to you, because in the final analysis, Israel will become a great nation, an even greater nation than what it is today after this war. They will have the West Bank. They will have Gaza. They will probably have a portion of Jordan, a portion of Lebanon, all for the benefit of securing Jerusalem for the Pope and the Third Hebrew Temple, come what may for the Jewish people living there. And they are going to create anti-Jewish fury in all the nations to drive the Jews out of America, to drive them out of Canada, and to Israel, so that they can be part of the revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem and contribute to its technology and development, which is good for them, but little do they know the government that's there ruling is not for their benefit. I have a Jewish friend. He called me and we're working on a project together. He says, Eric, he says, I'm only in my early 20s and I want to make Aliyah. He says, it takes a year to make Aliyah. I said, you're kidding me. A year? Because you see, they don't want the American Jews coming to Israel. We'll make them wait a year. Because they want them rounded up by the new right so the Jews can be blamed for everything that's been done in the past here. So in conclusion, the Jesuits run this military government in Washington since March 9, 1933. They run the military government in Israel since 1948, all to the detriment of the peoples that they're governing. Just like the military government in Russia to the detriment of the Russian people. Military government in China to the detriment of the Chinese people. And it's time that we started to seriously consider the expulsion of the Jesuits out of North America, the font of all corruption, and shut down all the Masonic lodges as Tsar Alexander I did in 1822, and begin to return to some sort of self-rule, self-governance, where only those who come in our country are those we let in, and round up all the others and send them back to their countries. That's what needs to be done. One more thing needs to be done. There needs to be a true repentance, a true sorrow for sins, and a true belief that Jesus Christ died for your sins. He was buried and rose again. He's called all men everywhere to repent and to believe this glorious gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and rose again. And upon believing that with true repentance, the Lord will save you, put you in the body of Christ, seal you to the day of redemption, and you'll now have the power to resist Satan's mystery of iniquity, which I've outlined somewhat in these last two broadcasts. In conclusion, the Jesuits run both sides of any agitation, any political agitation. Always remember that. Always look for their hand. Always look for their agents. And then denounce it publicly. And let the Lord do what seemeth good to him. So until we meet again, again, this is December 30th, 2024, with 24/7 World Radio Podcast. Brother Eric John Phelps with you. Please send your gifts to 24/7. Send your gifts to rbpbdonate at comcast.net with PayPal. Or you can send a cash app to my cash tag at Eric, E-R-I-C, John, J-O-N, Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S. You can always use a gift through cash app. Or you can send your check to RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073. So until the next time we meet, may the Lord bless you. Maranatha.